time. Peace. Under him cometh thou to me, I need to be baptized of thee. And Jesus said unto John, suffer it to be so far, thus it becomes us to fill all righteousness. And John done saw that number, being in the middle of that. John done saw that number, being in the middle of that. Crying, how long, how long? How long, my Lord God, how long? After Jesus was baptized off John straight way out of the water, looked and saw heavens open and the Spirit of God came down and it abode on him. And Jesus was carried up into the mountain to be tempted of the Satan. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, the tempter.
Good morning and welcome back from fall break for those of you who celebrated. This is WMUC FM College Park and we are Ox Privilege Revoked.
How was your fall break, Rory? That's what I'm wondering.
It was great.
It was great?
Yeah, I'm feeling restored. For sure.
I could be feeling more restored.
You're looking restored. You're
Thank
glowing.
Thank you. I'm glowing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. I got some really new, like, fun, dewy skin products in New York. You know, I had to hit the high end.
The Korean skincare.
Yeah, the Korean skincare. I'm glowing, actually.
It
yeah.
is doing wonders
it's
for you.
It's bioluminescent.
Does it glow in the dark?
In the dermis. Yeah, exactly. Okay. If you crack me at night, I start glowing.
Fabulous. Well, my name's Rory, and...
This is Adam.
And today we have some peppy songs.
It's an eclectic mix, for sure.
To overcome the last few days of rain.
Yeah.
So thanks for tuning in.
That nor'easter.
True.
Yeah.
She was nothing to joke about.
Well, I will say, we thought it'd be a lot worse in New York. It ended up being fine. I got a video of my brother in Connecticut being gusted around by gale force winds.
Oh.
I said, ooh, tough choice to go north, but...
Yeah, I went on a hike yesterday and I almost about fell off the mountain, but... Just hard being teensy.
Yeah, it is. It's tough. People, mm-hmm. people really don't talk about that one gust of wind and you're off that.
Yeah,
it's tough. All right, we're gonna start off with a little bit of Vince Guaraldi Trio, then some La Bicifre and The Smiths. Enjoy, guys.
Upside down. It's amazing that the way you get around. Little birdie, why you worry like you do? Don't you worry. Just fascinate you so. And your friend there likes to show you what he knows. Little birdie, he don't mind the way he should. He needs watching, that's when you know he'll be good. little birdie. Can't your friend do nothing right? It just seems now all he wants to do is fight. Little birdie, look at what he's trying to do. It's so easy, yet he don't know what to do.
Nice to hear your voice again. I've waited all day long, even wrote a song for you. It's strange the way you make me feel. With just a word or two, I'd like to do the same for you. It's nice to hear you say hello, and how are things with you? I love you. But very soon it's time to go. An office job to do while I'm here writing songs for you. Strange how a phone call can change your day. Take you away, away from the feeling of being alone. Bless the telephone. It's nice the way you say my name. Not very fast or slow, just soft and low, the same as when you tell me how you feel. I feel the same way too. I'm very much in love with you. I'm very much in love with you. Keep me in mind.
All right, Adam, so what did we just listen to?
That was Well, I Wonder by the Smiths, specifically the 2011 remaster from the album Meat is Murder from 1985, which we love. And then we also had a little bit of, you may have recognized the first song from Peanuts, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, I want to say. It's A Little Birdie by the Vince Guaraldi Trio. And I have to throw in some Labissé Frey in there because we love him.
The Charlie Brown music.
So good.
What's the winter one? That one is amazing.
Oh, the Christmas song? Yeah. We used to have them all on VHS. So we really watched them like every holiday.
Bring back
holiday.
VHS.
It was great. We used to be a big VHS family. We didn't really take the leap to DVD until recently. My parents recently got into, we moved finally from the VHS into the Laserdisc. So I'm excited for them to finally get to a DVD. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This is exciting.
I know. Hard to find those these
Technology
days,
Technology is so
moves
thrilling.
So fast.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. And we move quicker.
We try. That's why, actually, we're not even in the studio today. This is just AI. We recorded our voices. We're just actually at home. There's a speaker playing
Yeah,
us.
They have bots now can program.
Mm-hmm. The WMUC bot.
If you were to program a bot of yourself, what would you instruct it to do or act?
Oh, I mean, really, I want it to do things that I don't like doing. Like, I would just make it do my chores for me.
What are your chores? What is so laborious?
God, I have to do two loads of laundry today. Because I have all my laundry from the trip. I have to do all my towels and my sheets. Really, it's time.
Okay.
It's time to do that. I have to go grocery shopping today. I'm not going to make it, though. I'm going to do it tomorrow. I have no food. I have five eggs in my fridge. Rotten bananas. I'm like, that's a meal.
That's
I can
good.
Do a meal out of that.
You can be creative
uh-huh.
there. You could do over easy egg, rotten banana, fried egg, rotten banana. Scrambled
poach?
Egg.
Poach is a lot, though.
I'd steer clear. Clear. Yeah. This place
I also
safe.
Have a canned chili. I'm thinking that's going to be lunch.
Is it the Trader Joe's one?
Yes.
I would proceed with caution.
Yeah, I've been there before. I've been there before. I went through those trials and their tribulations, decided that was fun.
And you're going to do it again.
Let's do that again.
Let's run it back. Okay.
Oh, God.
Well, you're going to be in quarantine later.
Yeah. Let's play some of your music next. I'm thinking a little bit of
Fiona Apple, my favorite song by her, I Want You to Love Me, and then The Boy by Smashing Pumpkins, and some Jeff Buckley.
Oh, this is a good playlist.
We're doing good work.
Here. We always do. All right, guys, enjoy.
use it. Blast the music. Bang it, bite it, bruise it. Whenever you want to begin, begin. We don't have to go back to where we've been. I am the woman who wants you to win. And I've been waiting, waiting for you. Thank you.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed.
Pesticides, habitat destruction, and hunting nearly drove the bald eagle, our national symbol, to extinction. After DDT was banned in the 1970s, bald eagles dramatically recovered and in 1995 were moved from endangered to threatened status. Last year, eaglet numbers doubled in Pennsylvania and increased 25% in Maryland. Craig Coppe, a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist, said, "It is truly remarkable to witness the eagle's resurgence in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. However, the real challenge comes now. It's going to be a balancing act to maintain adequate habitat for bald eagles in the midst of human population growth and development pressures."
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club. For more information, call 301.
Well, I guess we'll never know the number to call.
I just don't like the robotic voice. Me and Mason always turn it off before. It's really startling, and it plays at a higher volume than the rest of the program.
And were you guys going to call?
No,
be honest, were you?
I get a lot of info from the PSAs. I don't really need anything else, to be honest.
No, they're very valuable.
What would you say was the rose and the thorn of your fall break?
Oh, fabulous question.
Yeah.
I think the rose, just immediately what comes to mind, is I spent about an hour making a plane out of a block of cheese. And that was a really great use of my time.
What kind of plane? Like a Boeing?
I can show you a picture.
Please.
It was just,
that's going to be great for the radio.
It is, yes. It was just a standard plane.
Okay. Could it fly? Like if you tossed it? Would it
collide? No. It would probably splat.
Okay.
More likely to splat.
Oh my gosh, wait. That looks just like a plane.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
And then here was a truck.
What are those little vials?
So my roommates and I had a night where you make a meal based on your major.
Okay.
So this was my supply chain.
Oh, because there's a bus and there's
There's a motorcycle and the hummus.
Guys, if you were in the studio and you could see anything we're
talking
about.
Jaws would be on the floor.
Jaws would be on the floor. There was a cheese. There were a cheese bus. There was a hummus motorcycle. There was it's a jar of hummus with a Lego motorcycle in it.
Whoa. No, it's hummus.
Okay, sorry.
Like
yeah. And there's a cheese plane surrounded by, what are those? Nuts?
Yeah.
Pistachios. And there are vials of blue. Just off camera here. What is that?
That was some kind of liquor. I'm unsure what it
Wait,
was.
Which
but
major?
It was delicious. This was biology.
Oh, biology, of course. Wow.
I'll show you the rest of the spoils later.
That is that's a fun theme.
My thorn.
Your thorn.
Probably the nor'easter.
Yeah, it put a damper on the mood.
It really did.
The photos from New York, while stunning in general, didn't turn out as well as they could have because it was gray as hell.
It was really
so
gray.
So gray. And
just the whole time
and
the sky is bright blue today.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, finally the weather's good. It would be nice to see Central Park when it wasn't raining, but what can you do?
But that wasn't your journey.
No.
But what was your rose and thorn?
My thorn, I will have to probably agree. Say nor'easter. Also,
we're on the
thorn,
same page.
The bank account these days.
Ooh. If you
New
don't
York,
talk about it, it's
New
not
York
real.
City was a greedy, greedy girl, and she took all my money.
Jeez.
Yeah. But I got a lot of spoils from it. It was good. Mm-hmm. Basically, I bought a new camera. Happens. About once a semester, I go into a crisis, I buy a new camera. I have 8 or 9 now.
Okay, cameras. And that seems like a very appropriate amount of cameras.
Yeah, it's like 2 like point-and-shoot film, 2 small digitals, 1 large digital,
What's
1 DSLR. Right now, the film camera.
The film camera.
It's
Is
really
that the new
cool.
one?
Yeah, the new one. So it's like finally buying a film camera. Which, you know.
So do you have to develop it? How does
that
work?
Yeah, you have to spend even more money just to see the photos. That's kind of funny. But you have to buy the camera, expensive. Buy the possibility of photos, if that's the film, money. They have to pay to see the photos later, and they might not turn out well at all.
Okay, I had one of those once.
Yeah, it's the worst way to take photos ever, but I love it.
I didn't realize that you can't expose the film
to
the
you open the backup?
So I opened it straight up, and I just started rolling it back up, and then I handed it to the CVS employee, and I was like, all right, can you develop these for me? And he said,
baby girl,
I have
some bad news for you.
I cannot, ma'am.
You handed him raw film.
It was like months and months of pictures, just absolutely, yep, gave her to the light.
Good Lord, I'm sorry about
it
that.
It was tough.
I get so stressed out about the film and like having it get ruined.
Yeah.
Because when I was in like, you know,
sometimes it looks cool when it gets a little ruined, though.
Yeah, it can. When I was younger, Lexi had a Polaroid camera, like for, you know, like people get their kids like small Polaroid cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I didn't know this because I have never worked with film as like a 10-year-old. That's a little bit beyond my scope. And I was like helping them open stuff. I was like, oh, here's all the film, Mom. And she was like, you can't expose the film. I was like,
did you
no one
all
told me that. Like, what do you mean?
I used to think that those things, you had to shake the picture mm-hmm. for it to show up. But that turns
out
to be false.
It's actually just kind of to make the time go by faster. It's okay. Like a placebo, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't actually do anything.
No.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, I took a few photos on the camera already. I have 108.
Wait, so do you need like a dark room?
Yeah, I'm going to try and learn how to... I want to try in dark
room.
Wait,
I would love to join you on that journey.
My professor is big into film.
There has to be one on campus.
My favorite professor in the world, shout out Professor Eric Zakim of the film department. He told me, I only shoot film because I can't learn digital. It's too complicated. I said, Eric, you have to go and play with chemicals to see your photos. I press one button and they're there. I don't know how that's more complicated for you, but more power to you. He hates to learn like new tech.
Okay.
He's very traditional, you know, just an artsy guy. I love it.
Wait, so do they have one on campus you could use?
I think so. You know, they have one in Towson High School.
What?
There was a dark room on the third floor.
In that dungeon?
In the dungeon.
Right below the pool?
Well, two floors down.
Okay, okay.
Pool's on the fifth floor.
Right.
Yeah. And, you would go in. There's a dark room. Apparently, Brendan Berger would go in all the time. And
He would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder what he's up to. I told you he was my TA. Sorry, we're getting into high school people.
And back to the music.
And he's like, all right, we got some Ethel King coming up, which I never get to play, but this is only 3 minutes. It's not explicit, which is hard to find for her. Then some Big Thief, Slow Pulp, and The Laws. Enjoy, guys.
Thank you. Remember how we used to be.
That song always makes me think of Gilmore Girls.
I haven't seen it, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've seen some episodes because Royce is obsessed with it, but she was in high school.
It's not the best, honestly. It's not my favorite.
Yeah.
And it does challenge my individuality complex, so I do have some issues with it.
See, that is tough. We really do rely on those to differentiate ourselves.
And how am I supposed to go about my day?
I know.
When there's another girl, Rory, out there. And she's at Yale?
Yeah.
Gosh.
It's tough. Imagine living with another Adam.
How do you do it?
I don't know. It is tough. Yesterday, we were in a shop. I said, is that thing called your name? He went, you mean our name? I went, what? Does that mean we're going to share it? He said, no, that was a name joke. Oh. I didn't think of it at all. It was kind of upsetting, actually.
It was upsetting.
God, dang. Okay, whatever. But also, the name thing's fun because it's like, oh, this is Adam. What's your name? Also Adam?
That's so silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people must eat that up. Okay, Adam, yes. Number one, we need to talk about something very serious and pressing and important.
I'm scared, but let's do it.
Have you been on Spotify recently?
Yeah.
Okay, have you seen the remix feature?
No.
Oh my goodness. Update your
Spotify. I try to ignore it. Sometimes they flash me like, new thing. I go, I don't want that.
Why not?
I don't want the new thing. I just want to play my songs.
No. You need to tap into this.
What is this?
You can edit the beats per minute of any song.
See, that feels sacrilegious. I don't want to do that.
It's a little bit crazy, true, but...
Is that like AI editing songs to fit your mood?
I honestly think it needs some fine-tuning. I think they haven't quite figured out how to use the feature or how it's... But you hit the mix button.
The mix button?
At the top.
Oh, I hate that.
And then you can change the beats per minute.
So
does it
slow it down?
Oh, goodness. You can like, do weird
this
DJing stuff.
This feels crazy.
On it. I haven't played around with it enough, but I'm very intrigued. And I think next week we should do a show where we just absolutely butcher these songs.
I think our listeners would love that.
Yes.
They would say, go team. More of that, please. Just what I want.
But isn't it so interesting?
Wow. What happened to
And I don't know what these numbers mean.
Mix. Oh. Weird.
Huh. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll be playing around with that in our free time.
Yeah.
But for now, let's stick to the classics.
The classics.
Which is just
we have
hit and
three
play.
More songs for you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in today.
Yes, thank
you. I'll miss
you
during this week, but we'll be back next week.
Enjoy your hump day.
Yeah, and don't let the post-fall break blues get you down, because the sun's out finally.
Yep, that's not allowed.
Nor'easter is gone.
Yep.
She has moved on. Moved north.
Things are looking up and looking brighter.
We have Cry by the Sundays, then some Nick Drake and Green Day to close you out. Please do enjoy. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting sheep but running out. As time ticks by, still I try. No rest for crosstabs in my mind. On my own, here we go. My eyes feel like they're gonna bleed.